All right, patient's name is Paul Selko, Selko, 91547, DOS, 116, Windsor Hills, CC, fall follow-up, HPI. A 78-year-old gentleman who's had two falls out of bed in the last 24 hours. One was last night after he was in bed. He attempted to get up on his own and fell out instead. And then this morning he was again trying to get out of bed, lost his balance and fell. He had no injury, period. Staff reported that patients seemed groggy when they went to see him after each fall, period. And speaking with patient, he stated he really didn't remember what was going on that led to the fall. And it's unusual for him as he's not had any recent falls for some time, period. Staff tell me that psych services who followed patient recently added Wellbutrin 150 milligrams QAM and HS, and they attribute that to the drowsiness that they're seeing, and patient agrees that that may be so, period. A check of progress notes didn't find a psych services note or comment on the medication that he is taking, period. Speaking with a med aid, patient had not previously been on Wellbutrin, and they were questioning the strength of the doses that he's receiving, period. All right, diagnoses, unspecified depression, insomnia, chronic pain syndrome, COPD, HTN, senile debility, and generalized muscle weakness, and cognitive impairment. Orders, or I'm sorry, not orders, medications, lisinopril 10 milligrams, QD, Duanebs, Q8 hours PRN, metoprolol 50 milligrams, BID. Prednisone 10 milligrams MWF, trazodone 150 milligrams HS, Zoloft 100 milligrams QD, Wellbutrin XL 150 milligrams QD, and Wellbutrin 300 milligrams HS, tramadol 50 milligrams Q6 hours PRN. B12, 500 mcgs, 1 tab QD, Zyrtec QD, Flomax, 1 capsule BID, FESO4, 1 tablet QD, Lipitor, 10 milligrams HS, MVI QD. Allergies are Claritin, code status full code. Diet is regular, vital signs are 152 over 88, 78, 97.8, 18, 95%, and 164.2 pounds. General patient seen in his manual wheelchair, propelling self around facility. He was cooperative to being seen. Neuro, patient makes eye contact. His speech is slow and sometimes intentionally so. He tends to mumble. Things have to be repeated. He'll make poor eye contact when speaking and generally is needy with different issues each time seen, period. Musculoskeletal, patient is able to weight bear for pivot transfer. He self-transfers, though is encouraged to use the call light for assist, and he generally does not have falls during transfers, period. He moves arms in a normal range of motion. He has no lower extremity edema, generalized decrease muscle mass and motor strength. and neuro orientation times two, has to reference for date and time, can answer basic questions, though he takes his time in doing so. ANP number one, increased daytime drowsiness with falls that are new for patient occurring during transfers. The recent increase in HS, Wellbutrin, to 300 milligrams appears to be in excess for patient per staff, and as evidenced by the number of falls that he's had recently, period. Will decrease the Wellbutrin to 150 milligrams QAM and HS, and we'll note the falls as the reason for that period. There doesn't seem to be any change in patients' overall cognition or emotional status, period. And if psych feels that he would benefit from more from the 300 milligrams at HS, then we will need to hold the 150 milligrams of trazodone that he gets for insomnia, period. And it reviewed this with patient, and he agrees. 99350